the magma welled up and kind of mushroomed out. It was like a giant mushroom. And over the years, it's just eroded away, and what we see is kind of the stem of that mushroom. The third idea is that the magma welled up and was a stock, just a little larger formation that we see today. We will never have the answer because all of the evidence is gone. You know, it's probably down in the Gulf of Mexico. It's traveled. It's no longer here.
It dissipated.
Yes, there's no evidence of volcanic ash right in this area, but that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. Probably the most popular theory at this time is that the tower was a stock. It was just a little larger in formation than what we're actually seeing today. We have the evidence from that just because of all the boulders that are scattered around at the base of the tower itself.
Devil's Tower is a tight cluster of rock columns. From the ground, they appear to be all one rock, but with deep scores. Upon closer inspection, we can see the individual columns. Our guide, Park Ranger Christine Zazasti, Chief of Interpretation, continues to tell us how the columns formed.
While it was underground, the magma cooled and hardened into rock, but it was still a very hot rock. The rock itself then started to cool, and that cooling process, what happens is, as anything cools, it contracts, you know, most things anyway. Points of